We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here comes the king. Here comes the big number one. Budweiser beer. The
all right, we all know that jingle. And you're envisioning right now the Clydesdale horses pulling the red wagon full of beer. Those horses in the beer wagon have adorned the side of the Anheuser-Busch Brewery facing I-55 in that iconic mural since 1968. That's a long time. Some of you may have driven by and panicked a bit when you saw it coming down the other day with cranes. But a new sign is going up in its place. It's created by a local artist, Phil Jarvis, who joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what's it like to get the call from, I assume, someone at Anheuser-Busch asking you to paint the new mural?
I was happy to do it. I've done several things around Anheuser-Busch, so they already knew the work that I did. So I think it was a natural selection, hopefully.
It's not going to be some, like, a modern piece. It's going to still be the Clydesdales, right?
I proposed that we could do that, but they're pretty traditional, so they wanted their old Clydesdales back. So,
can you describe this new one? How big is it, and how did you do it? How long did it take?
Well, I think the size of it is, I'm guessing, it's around 12 foot tall by about 100 feet long. I did an 8-foot replica, and I just painted that one at my studio. And then they took my replica and they high resolution scanned it and blew it up to the size that's going to be on the building.
Awesome. Yeah, that is huge, because if you were actually literally painting that on the side of the brewery, that would be quite an undertaking.
Well, I did another one that was full size down at Ballpark Village. And so it's also 100 feet by 20 feet. So I would have been ready for it.
Wow.
If they asked me to.
So yeah. Wait, which one? Where is it at Ballpark Village?
Cardinal One building.
Uh-huh.
It's right on the bottom of that between the Cardinal One building and Ballpark Village.
Wow.
Yeah, because the old one was hand painted.
The old one was hand painted, yes. Yeah. That's how they used to do all the signs.
Yeah. Wow. How does it begin? So you do the replica, then blow it up, and then I'm curious what happens to the old sign. I know Kevin was peppering Anheuser-Busch with those questions. I think he was angling to try to take it.
Well, I thought they might take it, cut it up, and, you know, sell the pieces. But I watched them when they were taking it down, and they're pretty much just trashing it. It just kind of
really
bent over, and yeah.
Huh. I thought maybe they'd try to, you know, keep it intact or somewhat. And
yeah,
then,
it's
you know,
not definitely intact.
Repurpose it. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
How does one get into being a mural painter? Because that's pretty specific. And there's lots of murals going up all around St. Louis, which is nice to see.
Well, I've been painting since I was 6 years old. So I have always done it. And then when I had two kids and I started painting their rooms, murals in their rooms, the ceilings and all that. And I just one thing leads to another, and pretty soon you're doing it all the time. I also do a lot of sign lettering, gold leaf lettering on windows and things. So I'm connected with a lot of businesses that way.
Oh, I may have to ask you after the show. I need gold lettering of my address back on the window.
I've done plenty of those.
I was like, who does that? I don't even know who to call. Phil Jarvis.
There you go. I do a lot of other fine art, too, with paintings and drawings and things like that. So
after you do a big, huge mural and then you do a normal size mural, do you have to adjust your brain?
I was in college and my professor said your head's just full of paints and colors. That's all there is in there. so size doesn't matter.
I watched a video, a fast motion video of the process of you making this new Anheuser-Busch sign mural. And it was pretty amazing. When you're doing that, because you said that you sometimes will, you know, paint the whole 100-foot mural by hand.
Mm-hmm.
What was the process, or what was the decision in doing it the way you did, to do a smaller version and then they create the giant size?
Well, I think Anheuser-Busch wanted to have a guarantee that it's going to last for 40 years. And so once a large print is made, it's in the computer. And if they need to to make another one. It's just really printing it out and putting it back up there.
That makes sense.
I'm thinking that's their reasoning, but and plus in 40 years I probably won't be here, so.
Yeah, that is weird.
Can't
to think
redo
about,
it,
isn't it?
Now, your legacy is everywhere. So, where else can we find some of your work?
Like I said, Sauce on the Side is a good place. Mm-hmm. I've got lots of things there. Really, I've painted like 23 different states in the United States and 10 different cities in Italy and a bunch in Germany and France and actually down in Bogota, Colombia. So I've painted everywhere. Actually, the best way to do it is just to go to my website and you can see all the places there.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
What's your website?
It's philjarvispainting.com.
philjarvispainting.com.
It's fantastic. My thought on the Clydesdales, iconic. I mean, do you leave like a little signature or a little something that's just your own? I mean, can you?
Well, it's kind of a secret.
Yeah.
But I do put my little profile because I have this pointed beard, so it's an easy profile to recognize.
Oh.
And I hide that in pretty much all the murals I do someplace. So it's like kind of Find Waldo sort of thing.
That is pretty cool.
So, all right.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't stare at it while you're driving, though.
No.
Yeah.
Make sure you pull over first.
Well, the one on the Highway 55, the one I just finished, I put myself driving the vehicle, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
So cool. I have a feeling you're going to get some more calls here. Is that how it is? Is it initially a phone call? Do you reach out to other organizations? Like, how do you find out who needs what?
I don't really do any marketing, so it's pretty much say Instagram, Facebook. People, you know, when I do a work for someone, they usually try to share it because it's their business. They're also promoting, so it also promotes me. So they email me or Facebook or something like that, and then we start working.
When you do a mural, does it upset you if someone tags it or spray paints over it, or is that just part of the deal?
That's just part of the deal. Anything that's out in the public, you have no control over it once it leaves my hand. So
defacing it a little, changing it.
And sometimes they do a good job.
You're like, oh, I should have done that.
Yeah.
So what do we know at this point, Phil, when the new sign is going up? Is it today, I think, or tomorrow, something like that?
I think it's today or tomorrow. They took the old one down. There's a little bit of debris behind the old one, so they'll probably clean that off and then put up the new one. It should have been done Thursday and Friday. However, Monday was a kind of a snow day, mm-hmm. so it slowed them down a little bit.
What do you think as we close things out here with Phil Jarvis of St. Louis as a region? You know, do you think of us as a sports town, as a beer town with the arch? People know we are a pretty incredible arts region. In fact, I would say that art overpowers sports. And this is coming from a sports guy, but we have an unbelievable art culture here. Do we not?
Sure. Yeah, there's lots of good artists in St. Louis. And, you know, this kind of job that I'm doing now is kind of blending things together with the sports and the beer and the artwork.
It's all in one.
It's all in one.
That's fantastic. How long did it take you to do that initial Clydesdale
painting? The original
one,
it's only a couple of weeks. It doesn't take very long, really. A
couple of weeks, though.
Yeah.
And then you live in the city, right? So you probably get to see your work every day.
Almost every day, yeah.
Right there on the side of the brewery.
And actually, my girlfriend lives where you can look out the window and see it. So.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations on this. I mean, it really is fascinating.
It's good that they did local, too. It would be weird if they called somebody from out of town to come and do the Clydesdale mural.
Yeah, I've been looking at those since I was 6 years old driving down the highway. So.
I mean, you're very humble. Like, you just drew a picture and, you know, like, it's no big deal. But it's a big deal. And, you know, it's part of St. Louis's, you know, legacy. That is a landmark for years and years. So congrats on that. That's a great moment for you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate really the opportunity.
That is Phil Jarvis. If you're driving on 55, you may see it going up today or possibly tomorrow. But the new mural done by Phil Jarvis of St. Louis. Congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.